Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country, and 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something, and he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback. And I was kind of shocked. Now, not shocked because I didn't think that was a possibility. Listen, of course, they want to move on. That's totally fine. But shocked because I just flew across country. You could have told me this on the phone.
Aaron Rodgers, told by the Jets, thanks for coming. You're fired.
Kind of, right?
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Friday. RBC Heritage is underway. I've played this course, too. I wish I remembered more about it.
It's a beautiful course.
Yeah, Harbortown.
The par three with the creek in front that you show that wraps around the back, too.
The lighthouse is really cool.
Yep.
Anyway, RBC Heritage. Justin Thomas tied the course record. Earlier this year, he tied the course record at Sawgrass. Not a bad year?
Yeah.
Be cool to have a course record.
Anywhere?
Sure. Build a new course. I'll play first. It's like putting your name first on a long drive contest. You start on that hole, you get to write your name down. And then at the end of the tournament, people don't know where your drive was. They just know, oh, you must have hit a really good drive.
If you were that good, wouldn't you want to just get the course record at every local course?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Like,
yes.
I've got these three. Now I got to get this one, and then I got to get that one. Although pros could probably just do that, right?
Probably.
Like,
isn't the story that Dustin Johnson has the record at Ivy?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, there you go. See, I know that. That's the kind of thing where if you're Dustin Johnson, who needs LIV? Just go set 100 course records.
Oh, I don't remember who the golfer is. Mike Shope told me a story once that he was a PGA guy maybe in like the 90s. What's the name? That he was playing a course here locally, and he was going to get the course record, and he doesn't care about it. So he's on the 18th tee and asks, what's the course record? And he needed like double bogey to break it, and he purposely hit like three shots in the woods because he's like, more important for that guy than it is for me. So if you were that good to have all the course records, you might be a pro player. And then at that point, like let that guy
mean
have
much
it.
To you?
Yeah, right. Let that guy have it because I'm going to go win the the Canadian Open.
Trey White's back with the Bills. Locker cleanup for the Sabres and end of season pressers tomorrow. We expect that. Stay tuned. We got live and local programming all day on WGR tomorrow. Sports Talk Saturday kind of extended. And you can give us a ring at 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Tre'Davious White, you can give us a call there. On the draft, of course, this time next week, we'll know the first-round pick, if they made one, and we'll be waiting on round two, where they have two picks, number 56 and number 62. We've got two draft parties, one Resurgence on night one. You can come to Resurgence with us. I don't know if you heard me mention this on the afternoon show, Joe, but the brand-new debut reveal, official golf polo of the wide receiver train.
I was irrationally excited to see it. I was tasked
with designing a golf polo that we could sell, and it'll be for sale there at the Resurgence party.
The first of potentially many in the JW golf line.
Listen, dreams come true.
Wow. I am pumped to
see this. So you want a shirt with trains on it? It's pretty. Here's the design. It's got a bunch of trains on it. That's it. Let's go. Let's draft a receiver.
Shouldn't it have trains like... Well, how would you do that? Catching the football? No. Like a wide receiver on the train? Because you want it to be a wide receiver train, right? Not just a train?
Maybe you're just a fan of trains. Howard might like this shirt because Howard just likes trains.
That's right. More people would be interested because it's a train polo rather than... Why, like someone that doesn't know about the why are there footballs that are being thrown at this train?
If you buy this shirt and wear it around golfing, I expect it to be kind of like the experience of driving a Jeep. You see someone else in the shirt and you wave like, yeah,
yep.
What's up? Got you.
Or it becomes like when you go like to famous places and you bring like a Bills flag. It's like, hey, if you get the chance to play St. Andrews, you wear your train.
People just say,
take a picture with your train polo at some of the famous courses of the world.
Listen, speaking of being like the Bills, you know, Bills fans, when they see each other, say, go Bills. Last year, this time, every time I was going to the Sabres game, people would just walk by me and say, like, choo-choo. So that's the official greeting of the wide receiver train enthusiast. If we're out golfing, you know, we say goodbye, they're like, choo-choo.
See, for that, you don't want them to draft a receiver this year at 30 because then that kind of takes...
Right. It's always going to stay alive. It'll live forever, trust me. All right, 803-0550. We'll get some calls as we crank through this. I called it a sunny Friday. It's bright.
It's cloudy. We can't see the sun, but it's definitely peeking out somewhere.
It appears to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
John in Virginia is up to lead off the hour. Good morning, John.
Hey, Jeremy. Long time, no talk.
That's right, buddy. How are you?
Good. I have two questions. One, do you think the Bills, you know, Bean and McDermott, value loyalty to a fault and bring back Carolina and Bills players trying to catch lightning in a bottle? Like, for example, Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White. I don't know what the salary is going to be on the salary cap on that, but I'd rather invest that money in a top-flight cornerback, if that's even possible, or trading for one. And number two, I would like to see if you, like to see you put this up as a poll someday. Is the Bills' yearly success, their one loss record, because of Bean or in spite of him, and really due to Josh Allen carrying this team on his back with good players, but not great players? For example, I know you're always banging the desk and you're saying wide receivers, get him a number one receiver, get some top flight players at key positions, and on our Super Bowl run when we back in the '90s, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, stud players at key positions, and we just don't have that. I just get your thoughts on everything.
Thanks, John. I don't think the Bills are good in spite of Brandon Bean at all. I do think Josh Allen, as much as anybody in the league, lifts everybody to a great degree, to even a point where I kind of want to be careful that we don't turn into what the Patriots became. Like, Sal today is talking about how the Bills have a good player development system, and I agree. You know, Jamarcus Ingram jumps in, and he's serviceable, or Alec Anderson. And
all the corners they've had over the years that were, like, seventh-round picks that just played.
But the flip side of that is, if they had a bad quarterback, we wouldn't remember their names. We'd be like, you finished 6-11. Who cares? Your third corner went in and had a good day. Like in New England, the thing that became so insufferable about them, they won so many Super Bowls. It's the Patriot way. It's everybody goes there and, you know, becomes amazing. It's like, yeah, maybe. Or maybe you remember all their names because Tom Brady is the best. Now, you might have the third best defense in football for a decade. And if your quarterback stinks, what do? You do nothing. Nothing happens for you. So Allen definitely highlights things. You know, I think the Bills have a lot of really good players. Really good players. A very good roster. It is very few, how is this guy on the team spots? Very few. Maybe none. Not many at all.
Yeah, not, I mean, Elam.
Sure.
Kind of.
And he barely played. What,
right.
What they need is, you know, I'd like them to, not that you can actually do this, take three Bs and give me an A player. Give me an A-plus player. I just think they need to find their way to one more truly high-level, incredible, on either side of the ball.
Right.
The way I've been using it is not an exact science, but another NFL top 100 player. That's last year, that was Allen and Dawkins. And I think they should get like three more on that list to help them compete.
Right. Like, is the player development that they have unique to them? Like, do the Chiefs have it? Are they as good at it? Or do we just not think about it because they have three star players that grab all the attention? Because
right.
they have a Kelsey, they have a Chris Jones, they had a Tyreek Hill. Like, they have guys that kind of help explain away. The coach, too. The coach probably takes some of that attention.
Yep.
But when you look at their history and their track record,
their drafting is not incredible.
But it's not. Again,
it's not
like,
terrible. It's not, you know.
Jalen Watson was a seventh-round pick that's become a really good corner for
them. There's your Benford.
And Isaiah Pacheco is a seventh-round pick that became a pretty good running back for them. And Noah Gray is a fifth-round pick that produces for them on offense. And, I mean, I could go on. L'Jarius Sneed was a fourth-round pick that became a star corner in the NFL. I can go on and on.
Yep.
So, like, I'm not saying the Bills aren't good at it, but is it unique to them? Is it better than especially some of the other – they might be better than some teams – but the teams that matter, I mean, I just grabbed the one that is always consuming, you know, our brain space, and I mean, they do this about as often as the Bills do, I think.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for the phone call. 803-0550. On Trey White, I would imagine the cap hit is tiny.
Oh yeah.
And same with Dane Jackson. So
I would think super small.
And the reason there was one big money corner out there who's still available, Asante Samuel Jr. You know, they paid Benford. I think the right thing to do is to get a young, cheap corner. And I wouldn't even be scared off by the Elam thing. I was thinking about this, and have even said this, Joe. You could draft a first-round corner. He doesn't even have to be as good as Benford. He has to be not as bad as Elam, who many think, by the way, was not as bad as the Bills kind of made him out to be. Just a guy that gets on the field of the first-round pick, that'll do the job.
Yeah.
You know, don't have it be a zero, which is what Elam really netted them. Zero. Because they wouldn't play him. And when they did play him in the biggest game, you know, like he wasn't prepared.
It was horrible.
Yeah. He wasn't prepared. So I don't think they need to get a stud corner. And that's, I don't know. Whatever.
They just need a corner. Don't they just need a corner that's better than what most of the time their number two corner has been? The bar has been it's not that high. They've had fine players that have been their corner twos, but nobody that ever really moves the meter. It's again, these are some of the stories of their player development. Is that position specifically? Some of the examples we just went through is that position. They have coached up guys that are probably not the greatest athletes to know the system, know the job, be insulated in the right ways, play the right type of zone scheme that they're not going to get you beat. But if you ever want to do more than that at that position, you know, you would like to have another guy on the other side that you're not as afraid to do different things with. And I think you've had players where I think this is part of the reason why Dane Jackson is a success story, is player development, and Jamarcus Ingram is in that boat, and so is Levi Wallace, and there are other corners you can name for that. Part of it probably is they know who they've got over there, and they have to play a certain defense that way. They can't put them on an island, ever, because they know it's just going to get torched. And if you draft a first or a second-round corner that is a better athlete than these players, is a better prospect, and it hits, then now I feel like now we're really talking about the defensive coaching staff being able to do things different than they've had before.
803-0550. Keith in Lancaster is next up. Hey, Keith.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, looking at that Jimmy Johnson chart, I looked at Minnesota drafts 24th and the Rams draft 26th. Each have four picks. I would offer them next year's first, a second, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. I don't care to move up to grab their first rounder. We wind up with two first rounders and a pick in the second round.
Okay, you mean not moving up, but just, hey, we'll trade our future first for your 24th pick right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith. You know what this sounds like? And I don't, I'm not knocking it. It sounds like a good fantasy trade idea where I'm a fantasy football player. I got a 24th pick, and I have not a lot of picks in this draft. And the Rams are a great example of a team that is stockpiled later. All right, sure, I'll just take a first next year. Where's your first going to be next year? At worst, 8 spots lower than this one?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the kind of trade that I think it would get done.
No.
Because teams don't want to punt on having a first-round pick right now and just not have it.
Yeah, no, you would be more likely you would be trading. This would be one that would be more likely in fantasy, is you are trading. If you're at the end of the first round, you are trading. No, it doesn't work. No, it doesn't work at all. Because you're going to want to go down. You're basically going to want to be trading, you know, Cleveland would want to give you their future first for your first, or their second next year for your first now.
Well, I think the way.
Something like that.
Let's use the Rams and stick with the Rams as his example. If I'm the Rams, the way I justify this is they're picking 24th, and they have 11 first-round grades.
Yeah.
And next year's class looks really good, and the coach and the GM are safe. Like, you know what? They're going to give us a bunch of picks to not pick right here, and we get their first next year. Then we have 2 firsts next year. We like that class a lot. That gives us a lot of ammo.
But you're not doing that with the team that's lower than you. You're doing that with a team that's higher than you.
I think you could do it with a team lower than you in the right circumstance. Again, like, if the value chart is to be treated as if those values are real, then technically any math problem could work. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm picking, let's do a fantasy draft. I'm picking 11th, and mm-hmm. I'm picking 8th, and you are the champion. You offer me your first next year, and I get a bunch more. Like, okay, sure. I slid down 4 spots and a year. And I netted a second and 2/3. You know, if I have the time to deal with that, like I said, I think it's a terrible idea. It's just not the kind of trade that's ever really done in the NFL. You don't see a team trading away a first rounder for time. Like it's it's like an interest-free loan on first round talent. But I like the thought, Keith. CJ, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good.
So I understand a lot of people want to trade up in the draft. What I just personally wouldn't do it this draft unless you fell in love with somebody, because this draft is being, at least word of the media, is middle. All the media of the draft is in the middle of the draft. Why would you trade up when you have several picks? I would actually move back if I moved at all and stay in the middle. If there was somebody up earlier in the draft that I wanted to trade for, I would do so. But that's if you had maybe 5 elite players at 5 different positions. That gives you 25 players to say, okay, well, we can move up from 30 to 21, 23 and still grab an elite player. But there's not so many elite players. You'd have to get to like 10 to get somebody that would really make a difference on your team. And all of these, nobody's guaranteed. I'd rather trade for a known commodity in the league with my draft picks other than move up this year. That's just me personally.
Yeah, right, because one thing that you are doing when you trade up is you still are getting an unknown commodity to some extent. You still are, you're not getting a sure thing. You know, you trade up in the first round last year for Brian Thomas. I liked Brian Thomas. I thought he would be a good player, but that was not a guarantee because you hadn't seen him play in the NFL. That's different than you trade your first round pick for Trey Hendrickson, to me, who you know is going to be great the second he steps on the field. Trading up, listen, you said it, and we've said it. You gotta love a guy. And I don't have a guy that I've loved for this. But if I put myself in Bean's head and try to figure out, like, what might he love, let's go back to his track record. He has been obsessed with defensive end. So that might be the position to think about. If James Pierce from Tennessee starts falling a little bit into the high teens or into the low 20s, or Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, who I think they've had in on a visit. Like, a defensive end, that is a priority position that they have invested more in than anything. It's a value position, different than defensive tackle, different than safety, maybe even a little bit better than corner for that. Like, maybe that's the position that we should be thinking about. If they were to actually trade up, it's going to be for that guy because they've done it.
What would you trade a future first for?
Hendrickson. In this draft, I don't think there's anything.
I tend to agree. I would do it for Travis Hunter. But
I would do it for Travis Hunter, too. Travis Hunter. That's not happening.
But again, that's probably not happening. Hendrickson, how could the Bills get Hendrickson? You want to do a very, very 30-second let's get stupid?
Yeah.
You find a team in the NFC in front of you and say, see if you can get Hendrickson. They won't talk to us. Seriously. See if you can get him.
Uh-huh.
Where's the draft order? Give me the draft order. We'll get to your spot.
Yeah, who do you want to call? You want to call up the Falcons at 15?
You want to call Atlanta, 15th. Yep.
Okay.
And say, listen, go trade your first for Hendrickson. Come on. Go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll trade you 30 and 62.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that math does right on the value chart. And a future sixth. And then Cincinnati.
Just throw a sixth. Probably yeah, that's three points on the draft chart.
That's the requisite. Throw it in there. And then Cincinnati gets hornswoggled all right, he's off to Atlanta. They need defensive help.
Yeah.
Turn the tables. He's going to the Bills.
Yeah. Atlanta would have to know you're never doing business with Cincinnati again.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Right, I don't think you have to be worried about that, but...
All right, that's your brief.
The Falcons GM would get so much heat for that. It would be, great, right? It would, from his peers. Oh, from his peers.
Because he actually needs Trey Hendrickson.
Well, he needs to work with people in the league, and, is any GM ever going to trust him again?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that at all.
I mean, you got to make deals, right? You got to make trades.
You do. And if teams won't make deals with me,
they might blackball you.
If they don't make deals with me out of spite, then they're hurting their own team. That's the NHL offer sheets are mean defense. Oh, no. Adam in New Jersey before the break. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I love Trey White. I've always been a Trey White fan. But wasn't this guy labeled as, washed by the Rams and the Ravens? And also, signing him over bringing back Rasul, I don't understand what that means. I don't understand. We just had Rasul. He was here recently. He also doesn't have two major injuries that Trey has. And you're also telling me that Trey is a better option than having a younger Elam here with how Trey was performing in the league the last couple years. I feel like this is a scramble move by Bean because, one, I think the Bills are, addicted to these feel-good stories. And I know early in free agency there was reports that the Bills were, in a bidding war for Asante Samuel Jr. before his physical came back. I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
I guess the easiest answer is sink Trey White way far down the evaluation here. He doesn't rate as much as you're, making out to be. He's a depth signing. He might not make the team. Up to 6.8 is a big deal. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen the numbers on the money. Why him instead of Douglas? Because he's probably cheaper.
That was my first thought.
He's probably much, much cheaper.
He's probably cheaper.
And Douglas probably wants to start, and Trey wants to catch on somewhere.
Yeah.
All that would be Douglas probably thinks he's going to get, 12? 10? Not up to, but an actual salary of real money. And Trey White signs on a team he went back to. I have almost no expectation for Tre'Davious White. He gets in some spot duty. He does well. That's great. I don't have him penciled in as the starter. I don't think the Bills do.
Do you know what he might be? Do you remember in the let me go way back here, 2007 NHL trade deadline when Darcy acquired four borderline AHL, NHL defensemen?
Just in case a million guys got hurt again.
Because what had just happened to them?
They got hurt a lot.
They all got hurt. Their defensemen all got hurt, and they lost to Carolina. What just happened to the Bills? Christian Benford got injured, and they had to play a corner that they told you with their actions for 3 years they did not trust, and they had to put him in there in the biggest game of the year, and they got cooked for it.
And not just that, but Romo pointed out multiple times in the broadcast they were going to play man.
Right.
And, you can't do it.
Right.
So you have to change your defensive structure. And
you have a dude in there you don't trust, and his confidence is probably shattered after how his career is gone. So just it didn't work. And you didn't really have much of a pivot. So Tre'Davious White, he might just be that defenseman the Sabres acquired in 2007, which is we're probably going to draft a rookie, and it's very likely that our starters at corner of an important position to begin the year are going to be Christian Benford and a rookie. A rookie and a guy that does get hurt a lot.
Yep.
And they probably just don't want to be in the same spot. where they're in a big game and they have to play a guy they don't trust. And you might say Tre'Davious White is cooked or that he doesn't have much left in the tank, but I mean, the Bills are showing you between him and Dane Jackson, what'd they do? They brought back two corners that they trust.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to draft somebody over top of them. Probably two somebodies.
Right.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, you can, if you're on hold, stay there. Happy Friday. Good Friday. It is a good Friday, right?
It is literally good Friday.
It's literally good Friday, and I'm labeling it also a good Friday. It's a good Friday and the good Friday. And the RBC Heritage underway. How's the leaderboard looking? I haven't looked at it.
It's JT and then Scheffler.
That's all right.
You can't beat
still,
that.
I'm still basking in the Rory glow.
Yeah.
I really am. Still feeling it.
He is like the only guy, only big name not participating today. I think he went back to Northern Ireland.
To his parents?
To see his parents, celebrate with family.
Good stuff.
You got good weekend. I mean, RBC Heritage and both playoffs begin this weekend.
The NHL
tomorrow and then NBA's tomorrow too, I think.
The NHL schedule is light.
Tomorrow?
Have you noticed that?
It's only two games.
Yeah, what's that about?
Blues, Jets, and then Avalanche, Stars. Is that just, did those two teams not play last night? Did they want to give everyone like a certain amount of days off?
I mean, isn't Sunday light too?
Sunday is three games.
Okay.
3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
That's better.
No, but you're right. Like, haven't they had this in the past where the opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs was like five games, staggered schedule. I thought they got that right sometime recently, where like they had a game at 6:30, a game at 7, a game at 7:30, a game at 9:30, a game at 10. I thought they did that recently.
Have you completed the full former Sabre Cup watch?
No, I'm going to go through it, though.
Cousins, McCabe, Skinner.
Cousins. Oh, you said Cousins, sorry. Cousins, McCabe, Skinner. I think Evander Kane is back in Edmonton.
Yeah. All right.
Might be missing. Reinhardt again.
Eichel again.
Eichel winning two.
Give me Eichel again. Just come on.
Olsson. Eichel to Olsson for the cup-winning goal.
Allmark.
Yeah.
All right. Get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I think Sean McDermott is a defensive-minded head coach, certainly believes in that. And the Bills, it's not new, right? Like, they've tried to keep a deep, deep rotation of pass rushers. They've always invested in the position, at least in my opinion, since McDermott and Bean have been there. But certainly, I think they're going to keep refilling the cupboard, if you will. It'll be D-lineman at 30. Whether that's edge or D-tackle, I think you could make the argument for either or. And then I expect to see an early emphasis on the defensive backfield as well.
Justin Mello of the Draft Network on with Shope and the Bulldog. We are 6 days from the draft. Just kind of, I've not really had Jeremy Joe morning, 803-0550. We still have some minutes here for your phone calls. I have not had a lot of strong opinions about what the Bills are going to do at 30. I've kind of just been okay with a lot of ideas. Almost everything. I mean, receiver, of course, and then the defense. Because of what they were, you want to tell me about a defensive lineman or a corner or a safety even. Like, I was Nick Emmen worry. If that's their pick next week, it's okay, fine. Let's see what you do with it. Let's see how you act. Let's see what sorts of packages get crafted by Babich and McDermott. But I have recently really been thinking more and more about the idea of the Bills drafting an interior defensive tackle. And I'm just, obviously interior, one technique is what I meant to say. The big bodied, one technique, run stuffer. Sure, you want the guy to be a little bit more well-versed than someone that can't rush the passer at all. Remember the Bills brought Linval Joseph in a couple years ago? Like, he could eat up blocks for you. He was not going to give you anything else other than that. So, you add that guy, and it just doesn't work for me. It's the run defense part of it. That is the core skill role that I'm really looking to improve. When the Bills have been telling you through mostly their actions, but sometimes through their words, Taron Johnson, we mentioned earlier, talking about how like they want to invite you to run. They have, at least. And listen, the possibility of them acting different would be that the sport changed a little bit last year. That there was more running the ball and running backs had a bit of a resurgence and, you know, their ebbs and flows. And one of them was that run game came back a little bit. So that could make a difference if the Bills want more of this type of player because the league is shifting. Well, okay. But they have not acted like a team that is ever desperate to be elite at stopping the run. And I think that's what's in part allowed them to be so consistently good on defense for the entirety of Sean McDermott's time here, is they know what works. They know that nickel is their base and that they want to limit big plays, keep everything in front of you. We'll try to create turnovers after the fact, but the things we are not going to let you do are pick us apart in the pass game, which is funny because that did kind of happen to them in each of the last two playoff games. The Chiefs had as much success against them as they had against anybody else, and Baltimore was the opposite. Baltimore was, we're going to go in stopping Derrick Henry and not let Lamar run it, and let's see if he can beat us with his arm. And he almost did. He made mistakes too, which was part of the dare. Drafting a defensive tackle is, I'm investing in making my run defense better. That's the big thing I'm going for. And the Bills were not even that bad last year at stopping the run. 10th in DVOA in run defense. They were top 10 by DVOA Aaron Schatz numbers at FTN Fantasy. That's where it is now. It used to be Football Outsiders. They were, by that metric, they were a top 10 rush defense in football. And I'm going to spend my... It's kind of the same as receiver with offense, I guess. Which is an attitude of, well, the Bills just broke the franchise record for touchdowns and were one of the three best offenses in the league at scoring last year. What do I need a wide receiver for? You could just as easily say, well, the Bills stopped Derrick Henry in the playoffs and by DVOA were a top 10 rush defense in the league. What do I need to invest that much into a defensive tackle for? A one technique defensive tackle. It's not quite, hey, I want to replicate what the Eagles did. The Eagles' defensive line tormenting the Chiefs during the Super Bowl. But that's not what you're really doing if you draft Kenneth Grant with the 30th pick. It's not really what you're doing. Because those guys that were hellraisers for the Eagles getting after the Chiefs were the penetrating defensive tackles and the edge rushers. Those guys were dominating the Chiefs' offensive line. And those positions, listen, the Bills' penetrating defensive tackle, I don't know that that is something they would go for because they already have Ed Oliver, and they just spent a top 100 pick on Dwayne Carter. I'm really thinking more about edge, honestly. All this is to say, because like I've defended the receiver idea, but you could make the point I just did. They were one of the top offenses in football. You don't need to spend your number one asset on that. And I would say the same thing about your rush defense and your idea of a one technique defensive tackle. I'm thinking a lot more about edge. The edge rusher, and even though they signed Joey Bosa and they re-signed Greg Rousseau to a long-term extension, Epinesa is still here. Michael Hoyt, right? They bring him in to do a million different things, and one of those will be play on the edge. So they've done things this offseason. And you could think, hey, go into the year with just that group, and you'll be completely fine. But this GM has shown for years that he wants to get that position right. And there was one time where we probably all thought, most of us, all of us, all right, they got their edge rusher. They drafted Greg Rousseau. And then a day later, they went ahead and drafted another one on a day where we would have thought, okay, they're done. Oh, wait, they're not done. Because the position is that important. And if you do want to replicate what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl, I think you're drafting an edge defender. I don't think you're drafting Kenneth Grant, a 340-pound defensive tackle. You want to fill that need. They don't have guys to play that position right now. It's just Daquan Jones. They do need guys to play it. But I can solve that elsewhere. I could solve that even in round two. I could solve that by trading up into the third round. I could spend multiple picks on Saturday and try to fill it with volume. And of course, there's always the possibility of signing a guy after the draft. So I'm trying to zero in on what I think they're going to do and combine that with what makes sense positionally, what they want, what they need, what is valuable to them. And I feel like I personally am getting to a place where I think they're going to draft a defensive end. The group is supposed to be pretty good, too. Right? The Arkansas kid has been connected to the Bills a lot. Landon Jackson. Shamar Stewart, they've had in on a visit. He probably goes a little bit above where the Bills go, but he's a name. Nick Scorton, who is also Texas A&M, they had him in on a visit this week, and he's an early second-round pick, so you want to do that. You got to do it at 30. James Pierce from Tennessee, that's probably a trade-up. But I'm looking at these defensive ends, and I'm just thinking about Bosa's a one-year deal, and he's injury-prone. Hoyt is a defensive end, but you're going to be using him in all these other ways that all his eggs aren't going to be in that one basket. And then otherwise, I've got the same group. When you boil it down that way, I don't think it's that hard to get to. They're going to want to take another swing, and a valuable swing, at that position. Think leaving you here on a Friday. We've got Extendo Sports coming up next. We're not done yet. Feel like I'm going to go into next week wanting to bet on defensive end for them. 803-0550, the phone number, Extendo Sports when we come back here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Hey, be sure to join us in the fight against cancer. Ride with Bulldog and the team WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. I'll be taking part as well. Once you join our team, you'll receive an email. You can pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. If you're not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team, helping us reach our goal. Visit WGR550.com for details. We head to the weekend and the playoffs begin. I am, every year, my tendencies playoff-wise are the Stanley Cup playoffs dominate the first two rounds in the first month. And then, not to say I'm not watching and enjoying it, but what I really get excited for once we get to late May and into early June, the late season NBA playoffs are just so good. Or they can be. They can be. Not every year, but spoiled by the Warriors and Cavs rivalry for many years. And we'll see what we get on that front. Those playoffs begin tomorrow, because you have two more play-in games tonight. Hawks and Heat at 7, and then Mavericks and Grizzlies at 9:30. Although I will even say, even though the Stanley Cup playoffs are still so much better early on, and really in totality they are better. The NBA playoffs are a little bit better than they have been. You know, 5 to 10 years ago, you never had upsets, and every series was a blowout in the first round. And now you've got a lot more competitive series. Like, Nuggets-Clippers is going to be a war, and Lakers-Timberwolves will be close. Knicks-Pistons maybe won't be. The Knicks run their players into the ground, so really it could. So it's a little bit better. But still, Stanley Cup playoffs blow it away in the first couple rounds for sure. Stay tuned. Sal Capaccio is on the way next. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And Sal, you have a guest coming up at 10:30, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Kahn. From Baltimore. Right. I'd like to really get a sense of what Tre'Davious White was in Baltimore once he got to the Ravens after his stint with the Rams, because I think there's some stuff out there I've seen, I've looked at, I've heard, talked to people that they feel that he was better in Baltimore than L.A., that's for sure. How much better, though, really? There was, you know, where did he kind of end? I think that's really the question, because we know that he was another year removed from another injury. You know, we saw him in the playoff game. He had the pass interference. It was obviously a questionable call either way, but I'm curious what, you know, Baltimore Ravens fans think about his play over time there.
Yeah, and then very quickly, so we didn't touch on this today. I don't know if you'll get to it. The video of the Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee interview, and then the the response to it, it makes me like Aaron Glenn a lot more for the Jets. I don't know, like, just...
I haven't seen the response. Did Aaron Glenn respond to it
He didn't. Zach Rosenblatt, actually, who covers the Jets, had a good response to it, which was basically, this is just Aaron Rodgers has never been fired before. And Aaron Glenn was a strong enough coach, strong enough figure to sit there and, like, I don't think he did anything wrong by, like, Rodgers seemed to be peeved that he made him fly to New York to have the meeting, which I guess I understand.
Yes.
But I think what Rosenblatt said was, well, from Glenn's point of view, it's more respectful to do it face to face. So I guess that's maybe the disagreement, the beginning of
disagreement. Aaron Rodgers feels they sent him all the way across the country just to
fire him
and to make it like, I don't know how to rub it in, right? I don't know how you would say that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to send you over here just so we can fire you. But from Aaron Glenn's perspective, no, we're bringing him here because we want to talk to him and look him in the eye when we do it. Like, that's a better way to do it than over the phone, right? So it doesn't, I think there's a middle ground there, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll see. All right, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up next. Stay tuned. 803-0550, the number if you want to line up to get in with Sal. And we'll talk to you next on Monday here on Jeremy and Joe. Talk to you then.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.